Hello and welcome to another Talk to Efizi podcast. I remain your host, Lanre Oyekunle. And if you haven't done so already, please hit the subscribe button so you do not miss another episode of my podcast. Yes, so back to it. I missed a week again. I'm on multiple strikes right now, but yeah, it's just a week. Like this time I'm not going like 4 weeks without a podcast. How have you guys been? What's going on? A lot has been happening with me since the last time we spoke. Shamelessly, let me say this. I got 2 more tattoos since the last time we spoke. Yes, and for those who know me a little bit would know that they'll probably have their faces like, whatever, Benny, we've told you, you don't want to hear. And if you like, draw that tattoo on your bum bum. But yeah, I got 2 musical instruments and I'm so happy about it. Like, I got a grand piano on my upper arm and I got a full drum set on my lower arm. So anyways, that's not why we're here today. Today, we are talking about love. Yes, and how dare me pick something so deep and wide a topic as love and thinking I could do this in 10 minutes. Well, I'll do this my way, right? So I know that first things first, I am not a professor in love, if there's anything like that. So I'm talking about love basically based on my reality, right? And of course, I'll just talk about some of the things I've read as well. So part of the first places I read about love, apart from growing up and, you know, being a secondary school student and telling Nosa I loved her back then. And my brother, I don't know what I was doing then. It was infatuation. Like, okay, let me not get too deep into it. But yeah, like from those days of thinking love was writing love letters to blind flowers and using your Discman to play Westlife and cry your eyes out because you saw Nosa with another guy and then Star Plus came and then, you know, started singing Olufumi. And yeah, so we all have our backdrops of what we always had an idea of what love is, right? So I read a book about leadership. It was actually talking about servant leadership. And part of what that book made me understand is the fact that when you love people, you actually lead them a lot better. And then I was thinking, what kind of love is this guy talking about? Is he agape love or something? And then he broke it down actually to say, look, love is actually a verb. It's an action word, right? Love spurs you to action. So if you love someone, there has to be an action relating to that love. You can't just love someone in isolation. The love will either spur you to do something, or something spurred you to love. I don't know if I'm making any sense right now. But yeah, that was very deep for me because I never saw love that way. I saw love that way, but not in that sense. And that's where we actually drew the similarity between romantic love and what we naturally call agape love, which is like God kind of love. So if you love someone, for example, romantically, you have feelings that come as a result of that love, but the feelings itself is not love. Am I making sense to you, right? The love itself actually spurs down from agape love. Like, that's the foundation. And again, guys, I'm talking based on my own reality. So please don't, you might have your own reality or you might have facts actually that back your theories about love, so pardon me and just let me flow from my own reality. So I believe that agape love is the foundation of all kind of love, which is romantic love or infatuation, which is not even love, or any other thing you want to have, right? Now, agape love is the kind of love that is unconditional. However, you could stop loving someone at some point, right? So it happens. But where I'm going to with all this really is the fact that when I look at reality of the world right now and people roaming around, in 2 weeks they're already telling you they love you, it's not a good or a bad thing, right? But the question for me is, that person you said you love, what is the foundation of that love, right? What is the foundation of that love? Do you love the person because of the way they look, because of the way they smile, because of the way they treat you? And would you continue to love that person unconditionally, regardless of whether or not those things you initially saw were there? Those are the kind of questions we need to think about when we talk about love. Now, that brings me to love in relationship or love in marriage. I always see people post things like, love is not enough. Love is not enough. Well, I dare to say differently. I think love is enough. Trust me. And the reason why I say this is, and I'll bring a little bit of Christianity into this, so pardon me if you're not a Christian or you don't believe in, you know, Christianity. But I also think no matter the religion, every religion preaches love. And we all read or we all heard that love is gentle, love is kind, love does not seek revenge. You know that scripture, right? If you don't, well, there is a scripture that explains love deep. Where I'm going to with this is, if you really love someone, it's actually going to be enough to maintain whatever kind of relationship you have with that person. Tolerance, respect, they all sprout from love. Loving someone as you love yourself, like Jesus said in the Bible, for example, is the fact that whatever you want for yourself, you actually want for that other person or the people. Because you can love more than one person, right? And that's a story for another day, Sha. And I'm not saying you can marry one more than one person. I'm not saying you should be in a relationship with more than one person, but you can love more than one person. In fact, we all love more than one person. You love your children, you love your wife, you love your brother, you love your dad. So again, I'm interchanging romantic love and agape love. But remember, I told you, agape is actually the foundation of all love. Like, romantic love is just a branch of agape love. So that person you love romantically, you should actually love that person agape-wise, which is the foundation, before you start springing into romance. So that kind of love is enough for any kind of relationship. So, I hope I've not bored you guys so far. But yeah, let me give you guys a little bit of a taste of what I have experienced with love, right? I've experienced that when someone loves you, there is a responsibility that comes with that love. So we just can't say, this person loves me, so that's it. It's agape love. They'll never leave me, or they won't do this, or they won't do that. Now, based on the fact that it's agape love, there are some things that would never happen. Things like, that person would never want to hurt you or kill you or harm you, right? And that's agape love. That's where Jesus even says, love your enemies. Jesus did not say you should now start dining and sleeping on the same bed with your enemy, or having sex with your enemy, or being close friends with your enemy. But he said, love them, which means don't think evil about them. Don't harm them. That's the agape part of it. Won't change. When you love someone, some things would not change. But there are consequences to betrayal of love as well, which is where, even though you offend me or cheat on me or betray my trust, and I don't want to be in a relationship with you anymore, I can stop the romantic part. But it doesn't mean I'll wish you bad or I want to kill you. I mean, we all have that ex that, you know, yes, you don't want to kill that person, but every time you remember what that person did, you're like, this bastard. So yeah, that's one part about the consequences. The consequence is that if there is a relationship that sprues as a result of that love, it could die, right? But it doesn't take away the fact that you still love that person as a human being. That's the agape part. So what I'm leaving you with today is just the fact that whatever kind of relationship, or, and when I say relationship, I don't mean romantic relationship only. any kind of relationship, family relationship, colleague relationship, romantic relationship, which we all love. Oof, yes, we do. I mean, I love love. No matter what kind of relationship you find yourself in, make sure that the foundation of that love is strong and focus first on agape love. Focus first of seeing that person as a human, right? Loving that person as a human, the same way you would not kill anybody just on the side of the road. That's the first kind of love you definitely would have for anyone. But any kind of love that sprues as a result of that, remember that there are consequences to love. And that means you need to cherish that person. You need to be honest with that person. You need to be open with that person. You need to be vulnerable with that person. Those are the enjoyments that come with the foundation of love, and then start spraying into romance and spraying into, you know, that one now. Make way. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to me so far. I hope I didn't bore you this time around, but I just thought to talk about love today. And yeah, maybe some other time we'll talk about something more gangster. Maybe we'll talk about shooting, talk about terrorism. Okay, no. But I'm not a man of pressure of love. I'm a war. Until I see you again. Thank you so much for listening. If you listen this far, remember you're my G. Like, you're my guy. I love you to death. Like, love you. Bah. But I'm not going to die sharp because of you. You understand? Okay. Signing out.